Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me on this Monday morning. We're going to begin a new series this week that I consider a very timely and important series. And I will say this, in my 50 plus years of serving God, I think that this is an area of truth from the Word of God that has probably helped me more than anything to walk in a consistent faith and victory with the Lord Jesus. And so I'm going to talk to you about the marvelous benefits of being in Christ. The marvelous benefits of being in Christ. I'm going to start by reading 2 Corinthians chapter 17, where Paul says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ." Anyone is in Christ. How do we get in Christ? Well, if we have truly put our faith in Him, that we have repented, turned from our former life, and we put our faith in Him, then we are in that position of being in Christ. Now, there throughout the New Testament, particularly in Paul's writings, there's all kinds of expressions about being in Christ. Sometimes it will say in Him, or through Him, or in whom. A passage that comes to my mind right now that we'll be talking about this week, the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "In whom," personal pronoun talking about Christ, "in whom we have," present tense already, "redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, in whom we have." And I think of another passage. It says that we are more than conquerors through Him. So these phrases, these passages that Paul used so often of in Christ or in Him or through Christ or in Him, through Him, of Him, of Him are you in Christ Jesus, another passage says. These passages tell us who we are and what we have as a result of committing our lives to Jesus Christ. And the phrase he uses is, most of the time, is in Christ or in Him. Sometimes of Him or through Him. But let's look at this again now. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," he is in italics. It's not in the Greek. So it's talking about men and women. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation." Wow, a new creation. "Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Paul is saying that the person who is in Christ, they have a whole new identity. Because now you are part of God's family. You have a new father. You are part of a new family. You have a whole new identity. You are no longer identified with Adam's fallen race. You are now a part of this new race that God has brought into existence through Jesus Christ. Hold your place there in 2 Corinthians 5:17. And let's just go over to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 and read something amazing that Peter says. You see, we were born into a fallen race, the old Adamic race. No matter what your ethnicity or race is, we all trace our beginnings back to Adam. And Adam failed. And somehow Adam's rebellion, the Adam's sin, got into our DNA and the bloodstream and has been passed along down through the ages. And so we were born into a fallen, sinful race. But God came in the person of Jesus Christ, not to patch up this old race, but to start a whole new people, a new creation. And in 1 Peter, Peter speaks of this, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Listen to this. He says, but you are a chosen. Now, this is a letter writing to believers, followers of Jesus, to those who are in Christ. He says, but you are a chosen generation. The Greek word is genus. And in other places, it's translated as race. He literally says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. The word royal means kingly. Wow. You are a kingly priesthood. You have special access to Almighty God, the Creator, if you are in Christ. You are a, he says, a holy nation. And the word nation there is the Greek word ethnos, from which we get ethnicity. And the word holy is hagios, which means to be special and set apart for a special purpose. So this is amazing what Peter says about those of us who are in Christ, that you are a chosen race of people. You're a kingly priesthood. You're a new ethnicity in the earth that has been chosen and set apart by God for His own special purposes. And so really there are two kinds of people in the earth. There are those who are outside of Christ, and there are those who are in Christ. There's the old fallen, those who are of the old fallen Adamic race, and then those who are part of this new race that God is bringing forth, this new people, a special people. Oh, he goes on and says, after a holy nation, he says, his own special people. But you are a chosen race, a kingly priesthood, a holy ethnicity, his own special people, that you should proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God. Folks, we are the people of God if you are in Christ. So this is what Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now, this is very real. This is not just doctrine. This is not just theology. Because the Bible tells us that there has been a regeneration of life, that God has imparted his own life to us. We have been born again by the Spirit of God. There's been a regeneration. And I can tell you, I've traveled in many nations. I've been in some very remote nations. I've traveled in Europe. I've traveled in India. I've traveled in Indonesia. I've been to Poland, been to so many places. But I think of this area where I ministered in India, two different places, tribal peoples in remote areas. One was the Khasi people out in the Khasi hills. I mean, the people did not speak English. We had to walk for 2 hours to get to this village. No roads, no sewage systems, no running water. Many of the people there had never seen a white person before, but they were Christians. And the folks that I was visiting, and they took me there and we had a conference there, had preached the gospel there. And I would say most of that village had come to Christ, and they'd established a church there, even built a building for them to worship in. And I can tell you, I felt very at home there in the Khasi Hills, the foothills of the Himalayas. I felt very at home, because in my spirit, there was a connection with those people. We were all a part of that new chosen race, of that new ethnicity. We were all a part of that new family, of that new people that God is bringing forth in the earth. My friends, this is not just something, oh, I'll become a church member and I'll go to heaven. No, God is doing something so powerful in the earth. Wow. And this has to become a reality to us, that we walk in it and we live in it. And I'll close with this little humorous story. And some of you may have heard this. I've told it in the past. In the early days of our marriage, Sue and I have been married 46 years, so this has probably been 45 years ago. We were in Sue's hometown of St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, which is a port city on the Atlantic Ocean, the Bay of Fundy, and it's a shipping city. A lot of shipping comes in there. And so I got a job working down at the port where the ships come and go. Now, it was a unionized job, and I did not have a union card, but the foreman there was a Christian. And I was introduced to him, and so he started calling me when they had excess work that the unionized people could not handle it. He would call me to come in, and I think he had two or three other people that he would call. And so one day he called me in, and he put me together working with a young man from Scotland who was in my situation. He did not have a union card, so he only got to work when there was excess work. And so as we were working that day, I could tell that he was struggling in life, struggling financially to make ends meet. And he knew I was in the same situation, and he said to me, "How do you make it?" Now, I could have given him a sob story, but even at that time, I was already learning, hey, I'm a new creation. I'm a part of this new family of God. I've got a new father. The Bible says he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He's the creator of the universe. And so I said to this young man, I said, "I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for my rich father." He said, "Oh, what do you do?" Now, this is around 1977. This is before the internet and cell phones and so on. He said, "Oh, what do you do when you need money? You write him a letter?" I said, "No, I just talked to him." He said, "Oh, you call him on the phone." I could tell he wasn't getting it. So I pointed upward to heaven. I said, "I'm talking about my heavenly father." It was like, oh, wow. That was a totally new concept. Now, I don't know if he was a truly born-again Christian. He was an Anglican. He considered himself an Anglican. I don't know how much he went to church. He didn't seem to know that much about God, but he did know something about God and church because I think he had grown up in an Anglican church. That opened up the conversation. And so I shared with him about the wonders of salvation and Jesus and being born again. And I'll never forget, we came off. And as far as I know, I never saw him again. We came off of the ship that day. We came down the gangplank. We were covered with grease. And as we were parting, he said to me, "I have never felt this close to God in all of my life." Wow. He had been talking to someone who knew the benefits and blessings of being in Christ and was learning who he was as a new creation in Christ Jesus. My friends, what a wonderful privilege it is to be in Christ. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you'll stay with me this week. We're going to be talking about this all week. This will transform your lives. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of excellent resources there that will help you in your walk with Jesus and help you to learn who you are. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.